much.
Let's do the 1:30 news now with Jake.
Figured in. Hey, Mido.
Still waiting on the re-up. Love the wire, bro.
Quick note here before we get to our Twitter hack story. Did you see this? Did you hear about this, folks, Kev? Teens are going with an unconventional route to score booze. Not the fake ID from Vicon Village, where you accidentally tell them that your address is on Brown Trail in Texas, even though you're asking for an Oklahoma State ID. The guy looks at you like, are you sure? You're the dumbest person alive and definitely don't need to be drinking. No, this unconventional way, Gen Z, and this, of course, comes to us courtesy of TikTok, depicting videos of teens scoring booze by dressing up as senior citizens. So you put the face mask on, you put maybe a wig on, you got a walker.
Because there is an age when they just won't ask anymore.
Right.
I think I'm there.
Gen Z getting on the scoreboard here. It's pretty creative.
It is very creative.
I'm kind of jealous we didn't come up with this.
Like, yeah.
Because Mino probably still gets carded, right?
Oh, yeah.
All my generation could think of was to shoot up schools. That was kind of our only landmark. Now, these kids are making funny videos and dressing up like they're in Bad Grandpa. And there's, like, there's dozens of videos of these kids wearing... They all have, like, really pale makeup on. And then they've somehow either a wig or, like, almost put powder in your hair. So it just looks a little bit darker. And then you put on, like, a scarf and a...
Brilliant.
It is pretty brilliant.
Because... Like, isn't the rule you have to, you're supposed to card anyone if you think they're under 35 or something crazy?
Right.
Like, just like everything, they just went too far.
CYA, am I right?
Yeah, but
lawyers.
Then, you know who it makes happy? Ladies. Oh, I haven't been carded in so long.
Oh,
they love buying wine at the grocery store.
Dude, when I did, I only did the register for a couple months.
Then they run home. I got carded today. Look, no one thinks you're young.
I only did the register for a couple months, or as you would call that job, a grocery store receptionist.
Right,
not a cashier.
the hostess.
That was a once a day occurrence, and sometimes they were like
she loved it, right?
Yeah, and sometimes if they were with their husband or boyfriend. You know, they're like, oh, did you see this?
Right. There's no...
Better look out.
No complaints from the 30-year-old lady who gets carded.
Yeah.
Especially 30. Boy, because they just go from 29 to 30, and they're thinking about mortality and all that, and then you card them, and boy, they are ready to do stuff that night.
That's a future Karen move.
Yeah, it is. So Dan, actually, whenever I came in today and was talking to him about this, he did not know of the news. Yesterday, your former co-host was prohibited from tweeting for several hours.
He was getting the shakes in there.
Bob has jumped on to talk to you about this.
Oh, oh, okay. Well, I guess that's relevant then. Pop him on.
Obviously.
Oh, there he is.
A massive Twitter hack that led to the accounts of Barack Obama, Joe Biden, Elon Musk, Apple, Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, Kim Kardashian West.
The Prez?
Not the Prez.
Huh.
He already says enough crazy.
Killer?
Sorry. Political humor.
There was a hack where all of these accounts all of a sudden posted a message saying, hey, feeling generous, want to help out the community during COVID. If you send me $10,000 or X amount of money to this Bitcoin wallet account, I'll send it back to you double. Now, the crazy thing about this Twitter hack is...
Did anyone do it?
They made about $116,000.
So, that's 16 people? Wait. How much do you have to send? $10,000. That doesn't make sense then. $116,000 doesn't divide that.
I don't. Maybe it didn't specify an exact amount.
Okay.
It was just, you know.
But somebody did send money.
Mike Reiner.
A few people, yeah. Mike once accidentally funded the Contras. or
because somebody on Facebook reached out and said they needed $1,000.
Yeah, because they had been held captive. So, this is a fascinating thing because I heard a couple of the, you know, some techies talk about this. And frankly, Twitter still has no idea how this happened. It came from inside Twitter. So a Twitter employee likely was the one that got a hold of these accounts because these tweets stayed up for a long time. It wasn't like the Twitter couldn't immediately take them down. And, you know, this gets you thinking about the conversation we had around a couple years ago with deep fakes, where the technology is still a bit in its infancy, but we're approaching a point where you can put words that someone has not said into a video and make it look exactly like they are saying it in real time.
Mm-hmm.
And the implications there for global markets, but then more seriously, conflict, war. If you're all of a sudden, I think I heard the muser say this morning, like it's election night or it's the night before the election. Do people have time to sort out that was fake? We know that especially for, you know, older people, their literacy online might not be the most discerning, and that's why these scams sometimes work. The most confusing part about this scam is that it targeted people who, by their nature of being able to send Bitcoin, would seemingly be pretty tech savvy. So you somehow hit this very small subset of people that know how to use and transfer coins to wallets, but also are frankly dumb enough to think that someone would simply send you back double your money.
Like, I have a Bitcoin, but I don't. I would have to ask for help on, like, getting it. You know,
that's a bit of an indictment of the.
I had help getting it.
But you would have trouble sending it to Kim Kardashian.
Yes,
I think you could probably figure it out pretty quickly because the address is here, and I've done. You know, I've done transfers for points for sports games, not monies, points.
Yeah.
And you could send and pay and receive much easier, actually, that way. But
with Bitcoin.
That's the craziest thing to me is that, okay, so number one is somehow they figured out the slice of people who know how to use Bitcoin but also are this gullible. And two, the scope of this was massive, and it has vast security implications and probably cost some money to pull this off.
Now, why did you say Bob cared?
Well, because they shut down all verified accounts from tweeting for up to 10 hours. Some people, it was just a couple hours, but they took all verified accounts because all the accounts that were targeted were verified. Now, it might have only been the tippy-top of Twitter, but to be sure, they banned tweeting from verified accounts for several hours. So, that brings us to last night.
So, people actually did care, though?
About what?
Not being able to tweet for a little bit?
I have one guy who definitely cared. Let's go last night to Cynthia Izaguirre.
Yeah, Chris, hackers got into the Twitter accounts for some of the most famous people in America. We are talking about Elon Musk, Bill Gates, Barack Obama, Joe Biden, and Kanye West, to name a few. Those hackers posted similar message on all of the accounts asking people to send Bitcoin, and the famous people would send money back. And because of that, Twitter limited the access to verified accounts, the ones with the check marks, you know, the blue ones, while it tried to figure out what happened. The blue check marks are back. Pete, you have been triggered tonight. What in the world does that mean?
Well, you just did the story. I'm a verified account because I'm obviously a big deal. And when I'm not able to give my opinion on my Twitter, it just triggers me because it was an hour they shut me down and I wasn't able to tell everyone what they should think. So that triggered me tonight, and I've just been in a rampage, but finally I'm calming down right now.
Has the Twitterverse been nice to you tonight? Because they'd like to be mean to you, mainly.
They're always mean to me. I take it in good stride, though.
So yeah, you definitely seem like sure you always does. Take it in just proper stride.
Isn't he Weather Coop?
Yeah, and I don't think he's doing a bit, personally. I don't think he's doing
a... Because he gets mad and will...
Yeah,
he doesn't F you, though, right? He doesn't go profanity?
No, I mean, he doesn't want to get Corby.
He's not Weather Corby.
Weather Woj.
He's Weather Coop. But, so, yes, it's weird to me they found these people.
But
what
he has
does
to
that
speak,
mean?
He has to speak to olds, though. Olds right. watching the news are like, so he's like, when I'm on the tweeter,
yeah,
blah, 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 blah.
And I've contended for a long time that at least 15 to 20% of WFA's weather content is Pete talking about how people on Twitter suck and how he's the best on Twitter and everyone on Twitter sucks and you're so wrong and everybody tells me I'm wrong, you're wrong.
But he takes it in stride, he says.
Yeah, it's all in stride.
Nah, it's fun. I love it.
But how about this, though? In addition to the fact they found a very small subset of people who would be gullible and could pull this off, they probably spent a lot of money on this. It cost manpower, it cost technology, it cost time. They made $100,000. Like, is this the worst
crime
return on investment crime ever?
But they got on the news.
You got on the news, and if you want to go conspiracy brain, I'm thinking this is sort of a Trojan horse type thing. While we're all looking at this,
there's something else happening?
Who knows? I mean, we laugh, but it is crazy that all of a sudden, one of the largest platforms for the ways that politicians and business magnates communicate with us, just all of a sudden yesterday had a scam communicated to hundreds of millions of people. Like, it could have been a lot worse, right? And we're going to, when it is worse, we're going to look back on this and be like, hey, remember how we just did that as a 130 news story and played a fart drop and moved on?
This is kind of when somebody tries to send you money into your account and they first send like a dollar just to see if it works.
Oh, yeah. That's how it works.
This is the first step. To see, right. Oh, it worked? Okay, now I'm going to do the real thing.
I've certainly received the 1 cent transfer from like Wuhan. From the bet, like a betting, they have to confirm that it goes through, and you've got 4 or 5 1-penny transfers out of your checking account with a bunch of
To make sure you can get on that,
yeah with like a several Chinese.
That's why I didn't. When you guys were telling me that one year I should bet on the national anthem length, or somebody was telling me that they had an inside source and they knew how long the national anthem was going to be before the Super Bowl.
And they were right, by the way.
And you should bet on it. So I thought, you know what? Okay, I'll go there and bet on it. But signing up for that particular website raised a red flag with my credit card company. And so, then when...
Such an old...
Then when it was, do you want to go these extra 3 steps and verify? I thought, you know what? I'm just not going to do it.
It sounds like a guy who doesn't want the ultimate.
I'm out $50. I don't think I do want the ultimate. I'm not willing to pay the ultimate price.
All right, there's your 130 news.
Yay!
Bob is back on Twitter. And coming up next, Bubble O the Day.